When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
I love to spend each Sunday with you. Ask friend of friend, I'm sorry it's through. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to state 'twill be my delight to sing again, bring again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday with you.
Who could possibly disagree with Eddie Cantor? I love to spend each Sunday with you. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from the almost Thanksgiving-like hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that, of course, was the voice of the one and only Eddie Cantor. And Cantor is someone I've always admired. He's always made me laugh. Sometimes he's made me cry. And I've always been looking for an opportunity to devote a full hour to this rather astonishingly individual. He was a little guy, not so well remembered perhaps today, but in the 1920s and 30s, he bestrode the entertainment world like a pint-sized colossus. So he was born Isidore Iskowitz in, we think, 1892, somewhere in the Lower East Side, from an immigrant family. His parents died when he was quite young, and he was raised by his grandmother. And his Lower East Side upbringing would be a cliche if it weren't in fact true. And he shared many of the same similarities as Irving Berlin, a kind of hard scrabble life growing up on the Lower East Side as someone who spoke Yiddish and trying to make money by, you know, gaining pennies and singing on street corners and stuff. And he made his way through the entertainment world. That was his way out of the ghetto, like so many people. Irving Berlin, and obviously, but Fanny Bryce, and so on and so forth. And in 1917, he was tapped by Ziegfeld to appear in the Midnight Frolics, where he made his reputation singing an Irving Berlin song. So, as a combination of Berlin and Ziegfeld, let's hear one of his earliest hits, You'd Be Surprised.
Johnny was bashful and shy. Nobody understood why Mary loved him. All the other girls passed him by. Everyone wanted to know how she could pick such a beau with a twinkle in her eye. She made this reply: he's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but when he's taking you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover, but you can't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he's starting to squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knees, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit that he's nothing at all. But in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised. to praise Johnny's remarkable ways to the ladies. And you know advertising pays. Now Johnny's never alone. He has the busiest phone almost every other day. A new girl will say, he's not so good in the house, but on a bench in the park, you'd be surprised. He isn't much in the light, but when he gets in the dark, you'd be surprised. I know he looks as slow as the eerie, but you don't know the half of it, dearie. He looks as cold as an Eskimo, but there's fire in his eyes. He doesn't say very much, but when he starts in to speak, you'd be surprised. He's not so good at the start, but at the end of a week, you'd be surprised. On a streetcar or in a train, you'd think he was born without any brain. But in a taxi cab, oh boy, you'd be surprised.
I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen, not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading, something like this, my pretty Mandy. There's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chime bring a happy time for Mandy and me.
Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chime bring happy time for Mandy and me.
Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if you let him make a fee.
The wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy
and me.
That was Mandy, another Irving Berlin tune written for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, where Eddie Cantor, as he was now known, took Broadway by storm. He acted with the great Burt Williams and sang a lot of different songs. That was from a film version. I was stuck into a movie, and perhaps you may have heard Ethel Merman and Ann Southern in there. Well, the 1920s was Eddie Cantor's big decade, and there was no form that he didn't of entertainment that he didn't succeed in. He sold a lot of sheet music. I think he had the largest record contract of the time, making something like $15,000 a recording, which was enormous back then. And as I said, I've always wanted to do an Eddie Cantor show and was waiting for the right moment. And I would say I was goaded pleasantly into that by a new book that's come out called The Eddie Cantor Story, A Jewish Life in Performance and Politics, written by David Weinstein, which is just a terrific book. I mean, it is the number one book I've read about Eddie Cantor. I urge you to check it out on Amazon, and we'll get back to it later in the broadcast. Well, here is one of the song hits, one of these novelty numbers that Cantor made successful back in the 1920s, If You Knew Susie. Take it away, Eddie.
I have got a sweetie known as Susie. In the words of Shakespeare, she's a wow. Though all of you may know her too, I'd like to shout right now. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. We went riding, she didn't balk. From the country, I'm the one who had a walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. At a party, she's meek and mild. But in a taxi, mother dear, come save your child. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. She wears long tresses and nice tight dresses. Oh, oh, what a future she possesses. I had a mustache, cute as a pup. Susie kissed me and she burned a darn thing up. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a, out in public, how she can yawn. But in a parlor, it's too late, mama, your boy is gone. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl.
Eddie Cantor at his most typical and delightful. He'd probably clap his little hands on stage if you saw him do that. Well, I said earlier he was one of, if not the biggest entertainer of the 1920s and 30s. The only person who he might have shared that spotlight with was someone whose career he's sort of related with, or from a career point of view, of course, the great Al Jolson. Jolson preceded him by about 8 years, but also performed in blackface, performed in revues on Broadway, also a recording artist in the early days of recording technology. Here are the two of them, Eddie sort of playing, I would say, second fiddle a little bit to the great Jolson, a wonderful recording from a radio show, I think, in the 1940s. Here's Eddie Cantor and the great Al Jolson.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. When the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories, I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pretty early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lantern lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Eddie boy, I didn't know how clever you were. Thank you, Al. Yes, sir. You're a combination Bing Crosby and Ray Bolger.
Really?
Yeah. You dance like Crosby and you sing like Bolger.
When the morning glories wine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Rolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly, early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lantern's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
And you dance like Bogra. Oh, you sing like Bogra. That's Al Jolson. So funny, those two. I love it. We're celebrating Eddie Cantor today on Broadway to Main Street, a young man who made it from, what would I say, Delancey Street to Broadway, one of the great success stories of the 20th century in American entertainment. Well, of course, in the mid-20s, the revue form sort of faded a bit, and musical comedies, as they were called, which were essentially vehicles for great comedians like Fanny Brice or, of course, Eddie Cantor, came to the fore. And the big one that put him over the top with Ziegfeld was Whoopi, with an exclamation point. I always get so confused. Here are two great songs from that very wonderful, silly show, starring, of course, Eddie Cantor.
Again, gentlemen, I am ruined now. Wall Street's not to blame, nor the racing game. I have spent every cent, let me tell you how. Listen, one and all, to the cause of my downfall. Hungry women, hungry women, I feed them and weep. They never eat cheap. All those meal hounds eat like real hounds when they eat with me. They're out on a spree. They have cute faces and cute figures, but the real question is where to find one who has got acute indigestion. Hungry women, hungry women, I feed them and weep. Hungry women, hungry women, whenever we meet, it's when do we eat? Then they pitch in and clean the kitchen. What I'd like to know is where does it go? I saw a great magician doing wondrous feats. He sawed a woman in half, gave me the half that eats. Oh, those hungry women, I feed them and weep. To supper, was just my luck, her lower tooth met with the upper. Hungry women, hungry women, I feed them and weep.
Every time I hear that dear old wedding march, I feel rather glad I have a broken arch. I have heard a lot of married people talk, and I know that marriage is a long, long walk. To most people, weddings mean romance, but I prefer a picnic or a dance. Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. The choir sings, here comes the bride. Another victim is by her side. He's lost his reason, 'cause it's the season Down through the countless ages, you'll find it everywhere. Somebody makes good wages. Somebody wants her share. She calls him Toodles and rolls her eyes. She makes him strudels and bakes him pies. What is it all for? It's so you'll fall for Maggie. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she said, is he? He's very ooey. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge, right into jail. You'd better keep her, you'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Well, if he had done nothing else but introduce that song, Eddie Cantor would have contributed a great deal to popular culture in America, a classic of the 20th century. Now, that song was written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson, and they were very good at writing material just for Cantor. He was not the kind of performer that the Gershwins or Rodgers and Hart ever wrote anything for, and that's a quick segue to remind everyone that our show is supported by a generous grant from the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. And when Sound Pictures came in, Kahn and Donaldson wrote even more material for Cantor. And it's interesting, the stuff he did was so idiosyncratic to him and to his milquetoast, sort of fresh yet perky personality that not too many people did other stuff with him. But this next song from a movie called Kid Millions was picked up by Rudy Valley and some other people. Here is my favorite version. It's a wonderful Depression-era song sung by the great Mary Clear Heron.
We're bound to have our ups and downs. There will be days when fortune frowns, but if we wait a while, the world will wear a smile. Until the good things come along, I'll sing myself this song. I'll buy out every ice cream factory so all the kids can come and get it free. And I'll throw all the spinach in the sea when my ship comes in. I'll buy up all the public schools in sight, and all day long I'll have them closed up tight. But they'll be used as picture shows at night when my ship comes in. I'll have suits made to measure. In fact, I'll buy a store. And can you imagine the pleasure wearing shoes that no one ever wore before? I'll phone to each department store and say, call up your Santa Claus and raise his pay, and tell him we'll have Christmas every day when my ship comes in.
And tell him we'll have Christmas every day
when our ship comes in.
Mary Claire Heron. Well, Eddie Cantor inspired another terrific artist with a great Con Donaldson song. This was from the film of Whoopi, and we'll hear a little of Eddie, and then we'll segue into, can you believe it, Nina Simone.
My baby don't care for show. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby just loves those consultations and how she enjoys my operation. After our honeymoon in April, May, or June, I'll get my nursing free.
Influence of Eddie Cantor extends all the way up to Nina Simone, of all people. That's the fun of Broadway to Main Street. We get both hands on deck. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are spending time with the great, wonderful, amusing, heartwarming Eddie Cantor. And I've been inspired, as I said earlier, by a great new biography about Cantor called The Eddie Cantor Story by David Weinstein by Brandeis University Press. I urge you to zip over to Amazon and check out this book because it is terrific. Well, one of the things that happened, of course, when Sound Pictures came in was Eddie Cantor was a natural singing, dancing comedian. What more could you ask for? And he was a big movie star, certainly for a while in the early 1930s. And here's a great song from a movie I love called Roman Scandals with a screenplay by, of all people, Robert E. Sherwood and George S. Kaufman. Keep young and beautiful.
Athletics, cosmetics, a weighing machine are part of the feminine daily routine for what? And oceans of lotions and potions you take to keep that old something or other awake, why not? Even after you grow old, baby, you don't have to be a cold baby. Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful. If you wanna be loved, da 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 da, don't fail to do your stuff with a little powder and a puff. Keep young and beautiful. If you wanna be loved, if you're wise, exercise all the fat off. Take it off of here, off of there. When you're seen anywhere with your hat off, have a permanent wave in your hair. Take care of all those charms, and you'll always be in someone's arms. Keep young and beautiful if you wanna be loved.
Be sure and get your man. Wrap your body in a coat of tan. Keep young and beautiful if you wanna be loved.
You'll always have your way if he likes you in a negligee.
Keep young and beautiful if you wanna be loved.
Oh, a slim little waist is a pleasure, and a trim little limb is divine.
Oh, a sly little eye is a treasure, it'll get him drunker than wine.
You'll drive him half insane in a bathing suit of cellophane.
Keep young and beautiful if you wanna be loved.
Each wrinkle in your skin, rub it out and rub a dimple in.
Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
In using or choosing a lipstick, use the kind that won't leave any mark.
Use the kind that'll make both his lipstick when he kisses you in the dark.
Get him to hold you tight. Let him get a whiff of Christmas night. And keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
If it's not very hot in the steam room, then you've got to get hot in the cold. There is heat to the beat of the music if they'll let their bodies unfold.
Shake well to slender rise. Roll your eyes around for exercise.
Keep young and beautiful if you want to love.
Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
Is thy sting? I don't care, cause I've seen everything. Keep young and beautiful.
We want Cantor, we want Cantor.
I'm not a politician,
So what I say is true. If you send me to Washington, is what I promise you. Oh, when I'm the president, when I'm the president, there'll be no holes in donuts when I'm the president.
We want Panther, we want Panther.
I love the little kitties and want to help them too. So if your papa votes for me, here's what I'll do for you. Oh, when I'm the president, when I'm the president, the parents will eat the spinach when I'm the president.
We want Panther, we want Panther.
The opposition party has taxed and taxed and taxed. When I get in the White House, why, you can all relax. Oh, when I'm the president, when I'm the president, I'd put a tax on taxes when I'm the president.
Oh, if only that were the case. Well, Eddie Cantor was a very topical comedian. He wrote a lot about the stock market, which he stock market crash, which he suffered through, and was such an ebullient, optimistic figure during the Depression. It was no surprise when in 1931-32 he went on the airwaves. He was the host of the Chase and Sanborn Hour and was pretty much on the radio for about two decades. So let's hear a little bit from his radio show, probably during the war. I would say 1942-43 is this particular cut. And his show was called Time to Smile, and let's hear him tee up one of the great singers on his show, Dinah Shore.
Carolina gave me Dinah. I'm the proudest one beneath the Dixie sun. News is spreading about our wedding.
We hear church bells ringing. Here's a song our hearts keep singing.
Dinah, is there anyone finer?
I wonder what could be keeping Ida Lupino. Maybe I better go out and phone her. Harry, will you take over while I'm gone?
Oh, yes, I'd be glad to, Eddie.
I better be careful how I speak to her. I must remember my diction. Albuquerque, pickled pooper. Yeah.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, for the second time in 2 weeks, our own Dinah Shore has been honored in the popularity polls. This morning, she was notified that the newspaper and magazine radio editors of America, in a poll conducted by Radio Daily, have elected her as the best female popular singer in the country. And now our own Dinah is going to sing This is the Army, Mr. Joe.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in the band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore. You're in the army now, you're not behind the plow. You gotta get up, you gotta get up. You're in the army now, you're in the army now. You're not behind the plow. You gotta get up, you gotta get up. You're in the army now. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried. And she won't worry you anymore.
That was Dinah Shore, one of the great lodestars of the Eddie Cantor Show. Eddie Cantor was so good to other people in, I would say, extremis or on the margins. Dinah Shore was actually Jewish. Fanny Rose Shore, as of course was Eddie Cantor, and he championed a lot of black performers from Hattie McDaniel, Burt Williams, Sammy Davis Jr. throughout his career. And if you want to learn more about his incredible heart and his philanthropy, as well as his performance skills, check out The Eddie Cantor Story, a new book by David Weinstein, Brandeis University Press, available on Amazon. Eddie Cantor returned to Broadway very briefly a few weeks after World War II was declared, or a few weeks after the U.S. entered World War II. A show called Banjo Eyes, based on Three Men on a Horse. And here's a very amusing song written for him by, of all people, Vernon Duke and Harold Adamson from Banjo Eyes.
Sally.
Irwin, darling, I didn't mean to call you home from the office, but well, there's something very important I must tell you.
What is it?
It's so hard to explain, darling, but Irwin, up until now, there's just been the two of us, and, well, now the two of us are going to be three.
You're taking in a boarder?
No, Irwin, you don't understand. We're expecting a visitor. We're going to have someone who looks just like you.
Oh, you're going to buy a Cocker Spaniel?
No, sweetheart. Pretty soon, you'll notice around the house, well, something new has been added. What I mean is, well, a little bundle of...
Oh, darling, a little bundle.
Yes, Irwin, that's it. Now you know.
At last, my laundry is back.
No, darling, we're having a baby.
A baby? Now I know. We've been married a year or more. It was a year worth living. Now we've got a thrill in store. Here's the news we're giving. We're having a baby. My baby and me. You'll read it in Winchell that we're adding a limb to our family tree. While pushing that carriage, how proud I will be. There's nothing like marriage. Ask your father and mother and they'll agree. I stayed home every night. Love was a game and I played it. Hello, Mom, what a fight. Gee, it was tough, but I made it. I'm thankful for Wheaties. They made a champion of me. We're having a baby, my baby and me.
You've made me so happy.
No trouble at all.
I'm proud of you, Pappy. I'm so glad you invited the stork to call.
There wasn't much to it.
You're just being shy.
No, honey, there wasn't much to it. Say, if Jessel can do it, so can I.
Thanks to you, life is bright. Why, you brought me joy beyond measure.
Oh, don't thank me.
No,
quite all right. Honestly, it was a pleasure.
Just think, it's my first one.
The next one's on me.
We're having a baby, my baby and me.
Well, Eddie Cantor's influence certainly exists up until today. He passed away in 1964 after conquering the early days of television. But I can't help but think what Melvin Kaminsky, the little boy who loved Eddie Cantor as a kid, who grew up to be Mel Brooks, if he thought about Eddie Cantor when he wrote this number for the timid accountant Leo Bloom in The Producers. Here it is, sung by Matthew Broderick, a pure Cantor tune, as far as I can see.
I spend my life accounting with figures and such.
Unhappy.
To what is my life amounting? It figures not much.
Unhappy.
I have a secret desire hiding deep in my soul. It sets my heart afire to see me in this role. Producer with a hit show on Broadway. I wanna be a producer, lunch at Sardi's every day. I wanna be a producer, sport a top hat and a cane. I wanna be a producer and drive those chorus girls insane. Gotta be
be a producer. Drink champagne until I puke.
Drink champagne till he puke.
I wanna be a producer. Show the world just what I got. I'm gonna put on shows that will enthrall 'em. Read my name in Winchell's column. I wanna be a producer. Cause it's everything. I'm not
unhappy, unhappy, so unhappy. Very, 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 very sad.
I wanna be a producer.
Hold everything. What am I doing here? Mr. Bialystok was right. There is a lot more to me than there is to me. Stop the world. I want to get on.
Where do you think you're going?
Mr. Marx, I've got news for you. I quit! Here's my visor, my Dixon Ticonderoga number 2 pencil, and my big finish.
I'm gonna be a producer. Sound the horn and beat the drum.
Well, Eddie Cantor may have blushed at our next rendition, but in 1989, Michelle Pfeiffer, a red dress, and the top of a grand piano made Makin' Whoopee exciting and viable for a new generation. David Grusin at the piano with Michelle Pfeiffer. Well, I love spending every hour with you every Sunday, dear listeners, and I particularly love spending an hour with Eddie Cantor. It's my joy to bring these great performers back over the decades, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. Since we're getting to the holiday time, let us finish with a number that Cantor introduced on the radio. It's become a very adorable Christmas classic of its own.
Excuse me, Mr. Cantor. I'm from Associated Press.
Yes?
We're interviewing some of the stars out here in Hollywood. Tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? Well, it's simple and it's plain. It isn't tied with ribbons or wrapped in cellophane. If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind a lot. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. A pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. A friend or two, a peaceful sky of blue, a place to hang my hat when work of day is through. If Santa passes by my chimney, I'll still be happy like as not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind a lot.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
Ooh, a pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not.
The only for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. You know, there's a lot of unhappiness in the world today, but we still have peace over here. In this country, we really have Christmas 365 days each year.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I'll still be happy like as not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the thing,
just to keep the thing,
just to keep the thing that I.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.